This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday said that for many years, Mexico has not been cooperative to curb the surge of migrants traveling through Mexico to reach the United States. Trump said he believes a new agreement will alleviate that problem. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, President Trump hails Mexico's commitment, but says if for some unknown reason such cooperation fails, we can always go back to our previous very profitable position on tariffs. On Fox News Sunday, Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan underscored the point.
There's a mechanism to make sure that they do what they promised to do, that there's an actual result, that we see a vast reduction in those numbers.
Mexico's U.S. Ambassador Martha Barcena Coqui tells CBS's Face the Nation the U.S., Mexico, and Central American nations are all working together on the migrant crisis.
We will continue to have technical talks almost weekly and then to evaluate constantly what is going on in these 90 days.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump did say he didn't think returning to tariffs would be necessary. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kong residents marched Sunday against legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. This is the largest demonstration the city has seen in years. The chief executive, Carrie Lam, has said such changes would close legal loopholes, but the changes have raised international concern about the future of Hong Kong's legal system. In particular, Chinese expatriates who speak out about human rights worry they may no longer be safe traveling to Hong Kong. China doles out strict punishment for political dissent. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.